June 7th, 2006, I got a call from the New York Mets. They called and said they had selected me in that year's Major League Baseball draft, and they wanted me to come and play for them. So I was super excited. I was not going to pass up on the opportunity, and here I was on my way to fulfilling, you know, my dream.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
I grew up with amazing parents, super supportive of everything I ever did. They were super faithful to teach me the good news about Jesus in my own home. They would take me to church every time the doors were open, and as a result, I heard the good news from a young age, trusted in Jesus, and became a part of God's family. Basically, since the time I was five, all I ever dreamed about was playing baseball in the big leagues. For me, this wasn't just some nonchalant game of throw and catch out in the yard with my dad. I had a goal that I had set, and I basically would do anything to get there. It was serious for me. For me, it was sort of big leagues or bust. And all that hard work eventually paid off with me earning a full ride baseball scholarship to Southern Arkansas University. And there I played for 3 years, and finally I got the call. When I look back, I kind of see that, you know, baseball just kind of clouded everything for me. I couldn't possibly imagine God was doing something else in the world rather than kind of helping me write my own story or pursue my own purpose or chase my own dreams. I was in my second season with the Mets. The Lord was already doing a lot in my life. I was reading the Bible every day and learning how to pray and depend on the Lord. And about the same time, I met a guy named Hatley, and he sort of shared the whole biblical narrative with me from start to finish. And when I heard that, my heart was set on fire. For the first time, I sort of realized that my dream of playing baseball in the big leagues, it just sort of seemed small, sort of like a pile of dirt compared to Mount Everest. And I'll never forget, I was challenged at that time because I was sort of asking God, what is your will for my life? And I was told, you asking the wrong question. You shouldn't ask God, what is your will for my life? You ought to ask God, what is your will and how do I fit into it? And for the first time, I realized that there was something bigger than baseball, and I wanted to be a part of it. So my wife Mandy and I, as we considered where we would go in the world, we wanted to work with a language group, a people group who had never heard the gospel before. They didn't have one word from God written down in their language. And so our family, along with two other families, got on a plane and moved to Papua New Guinea. And we found this group of people called the Wantakia, who number about 8,000 people, isolated in the jungles, cut off from any modern conveniences. There's no road access. You can either hike in or get on a helicopter. And so we flew out. As best we could tell them, we said, we want to come and learn your language. We want to create an alphabet. We want to teach you how to read and write. We want to translate the Bible into it. And we want to teach it to you from beginning to end. Are you interested? Do you want us to come? And they said, yes. Our time learning language really helped us to build relationships. We have made you know, some of the best friends with our Wantakia people. And so finally the day came when all the materials were ready, the scriptures were ready, we had written the lessons that we wanted to communicate to our Wantakia friends, the people that we had spent the last 5 years with developing relationships with, and the whole village showed up. They wanted to hear the message that had been brought to them. And so for the first time in the history of the Wantakia people, they got to hear, you know, just the beginning of the story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know, they got to hear that in their own language. And they got to hear that hit their ears and realize that there's this God who created everything. He created not these things for himself, but to share. He's a good father. He's a good provider. And they began to see that this God is good. And so on that day, for the first time ever, we had men, women, and children hear and understand the good news about Jesus and place their faith in him and become a part of God's family. And the amazing thing is that they're now taking God's word themselves and teaching others. They're seeing some of their Wantakia family and friends just come to know the Lord and be brought into his family as well. And we're hoping that in the near future, they're going to take this to the rest of their villages, to the other language groups of Papua New Guinea, and to the rest of the world. You know, God specifically asked us to go to the jungle where he had not been proclaimed yet. People had never heard the good news about Jesus, and God had something specific for our family. But I believe, you know, following Jesus is just knowing him and making him known to others who don't know him. So whether you, you know, don't live in the jungles, you live somewhere and you're surrounded by people who don't know the good news. They don't know what Jesus has done for them. Maybe they've heard that message, but they probably haven't heard it very clearly. And so what an opportunity to be a part of what God's doing, to share the good news with them, to see them come to know the Lord, and then to help them make him known to others as well.